sing out, Rani Akara, Lo Yalada, even though you didn't give birth. In other words, your tefillahs weren't answered. You're an Akara. That's a defect. No, sir. All right? Kinir Aloch. You think that Ki Rabim B'nai Shomema, that this world is kaput, is desolate. There's no hope. There's no life. All right? Perush HaTefilos. You know what that means? You think that your tefilos, Asher Atas Sover, Sheheim Shomemim, that you think your tefilos are useless and desolate? Nonsense. Osim Pulos Gidolos. They have such an incredible effect. Yoser Meiri Yascha HaGashmi. So far beyond the ability of your physical eye to see, to comprehend, to understand. So, I know, however, if I ask for something, I want to get it. Can you imagine if I asked my mother for a sugar daddy, which was kosher, or Chuckles, which 40 years ago was kosher, and I want the red one in Chuckles. I don't want the yellow. I don't like yellow. I want the red. And she gives it to my sister. Okay? If I put it in its physical terms, then I have nothing but jealousy. I have nothing but hopelessness and uselessness. Ma, I ask you, I want the red Chuckles. You know what Chuckles is? It's a candy. It has five colors. It almost went out of business, and they took it over, and they revitalized the whole company again. It's little jelly, little jelly rectangles. The first one in the package on the right side, from Mizrach Tamara, is green. And the next one is yellow, and then the next one is licorice black, and the next one is an orange flavor, and the last one is red, the cherry. That's the best. Familiar? I should have a nickel for every Chuckles that I have eaten in the last 45 years. It is an institution. It's like a Hershey bar. Okay? And there are drachim. We devised all kinds of ways of how to eat it. It's coated with sugar, so you lick the sugar first. Then you nibble. And if you wanted someone to do something for you, I'm talking about third grade, if you wanted someone to do something for you and you really needed it because you were in a big mess, you offered him not the yellow or the green, you gave him the red. And then you had it. That was it. You had it made. That's the way. Now,
if the red was given to your sister, you
see, if the red was given to my sister and I asked my mother for it, what do I want to do? I want to hit my mother, which I can't do. But I sure will get back at my sister. Wait till those parents of mine go out. I'm going to get that kid. I'm going to kill her. You see. Now that's when you put it, this childish fantasy, which to me wasn't a fantasy. I was just reliving my third year experience, and third grade experiences. I was so shaken by seeing that the company was taken over by a bunch of workers, and they you know, instead of closing it up because it was part of Nabisco and Nabisco sold it out, and it's a whole Indian today, and it's got an OU, Baruch Hashem. Now it was always kosher, but now it has an OU that I sat down and I wrote them a 2-page letter of my memories. Understand? That's why it's so vivid. But this is the issue. When it comes, if you will try to divorce yourself and transcend yourself from your gashmias, from yourself, Gival Gishrit Adam this morning, Ephraim Hashem and Erafay, no, I'm all right, I'm not coughing. My children, Baruch Hashem, are all right. My wife is all right. My mother-in-law is all right. My parents are all right. I mean, as all right as it's going to be. My brother and his family is all right. My other brother and his family is all right. My sister, all right. My other brother and his family, all right. That feeling was almost valueless. But to try to understand that there's someone languishing in a hospital somewhere, and I don't know where it is, but one thing I know for sure, that my tefillahs today brought a refuah shleimah. Someone checked out of the hospital today. A child was given a new lease on life because of that refuah. Or yours, or yours, or yours. It's an incredible thing.
Just the thought that you have the power to do that.
To be able to do that.
But it doesn't solve
the original problem. The original problem is you're not going to die unless you get something.
No, but there wasn't an original problem. So that was the problem with the Likud case. So So it shows from the Kut what he's saying about being selfish. But he doesn't solve the original problem was as to whether or not you could change your Kosher Walker's mind. So whether you change your Kosher Walker's mind for you or for somebody else is still changing his mind. I mean, at least the first thing.
Just a minute. What does Hasidus say? Up until now, what does Hasidus say? You can change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. Tzadik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But, you know where you change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind?
Malchus.
Think of a triangle. My tefillahs go up to Malchus, and then the Malchus, the Shefa of Malchus and Shechina come down and reflect on someone else. If I want the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to go ahead and change my mind, change his mind for me, it's a kind of self-centered situation. And don't you think we're going to get to those statements? Such as the Gemara says, you'll be misfollowed for your chaver, for your friend, you'll get answered for us. We'll see. His name, we have to get in to all those statements, which we will after we overcome this problem.
We started off by saying that Rav Kook says you can't change your Kodesh Brooklyn's mind.
Yeah.
So he said that's a problem for us.
That's correct.
So
we are defining it within Chassidus at this point. You cannot change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind in respect to yourself. Okay? But Chassidus would go ahead and say,
you can change it for somebody else.
You may be able to change it for someone else. And if you reach out to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, and what do we mean changing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind? It's, again, to bring harmony, Oseh Shalom B'Maroma, to this aspect of Shekhinah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu must constantly give good. There's no way that he can hold it back. It must constantly flow, the infinite goodness. So, what have I done? Not really changed minds. I have only greased the wheels for a proper channeling of the good so that there shouldn't be any turmoil. There shouldn't be any backup. There shouldn't be any, you know, traffic delay.
You
want to know something? You cannot labor over this too much. Because the Rambam, and we'll assume that he was not a Chosid, okay?
Yeah.
Surely not Lubavitcher. We'll assume that, okay? And maybe that's why the Lubavitcher ever got a hold of the Rambam. He wants to make him an honorary citizen. Let's see. There's only one way. If you can't beat him, you join him. That's all. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva writes in the same vein. That Naseris Yomei Tshuva?
You've got to realize on the pasuk Tzadik Yisod Olam. The Tzadik is the foundation of the entire world. You've got to realize not only a Tzadik, every single human being that comes to Aser Yisrael Tshuva, you've got to view yourself as what? Shavah b'shavah. Your averes, your minuses, and your pluses are exactly identical. Every little mitzvah that you do, even if you don't do it the rest of the year, Shulchan Aruch says, such as what? You eat pasta swirl. And the rest of the year you're eating Arnold's and Tasty with the Chofke. This time I'm going to eat pasta swirl. And let it be Chol Yisrael. That one issue may go ahead and tilt the whole scale positively. Now, the Rambam concludes, Nimtzo, so you will find, Yitzilus Atzmo, he went ahead and saved himself. That's not where he stops. There's Kol Olam Kula. It may be that what you did has absolutely no effect on you. You may be ahead of the 50-50 proportion, right? But your one thing went ahead and affected a community on the other side of the world in China, because they needed that one, and that one brought a Nachas Ruach to Shekhinah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that allowed him to go ahead and beam on them and act of chesed. These are tough ones. Now, there's no doubt about it, if you don't appreciate some of the romanticism, the intimacy that Chassidus demands and Kabbalah demands that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shir HaShirim, the Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Moshcheini, Pull Me, Acharecha Nahutza, seduce me. That's exactly what the word means. The Kodesh, if we didn't have the Kodesh Kodesh Shir HaShirim to work with, then we couldn't understand any of this. This would be utter nonsense. Anyone listening to this who, you know, is that typical rational, philosophical, mathematical, scientific, coordinate personality. It's got to meet, everything's got to meet. You have read all, you know, on a point. Then we have absolutely nothing to talk about.
So what they've done is to take a theological or intellectual problem, so they can translate it to give a moral answer for it.
Okay.
That's what's happening. And the Rambam said, he defines it as a legal problem. You know, you have a judgment, it's going to go this way, judgment's going to go this way. You do this, the judgment will go over here.
But the ikar of that Rambam, the basis is that he counsels that in Aseris Yemei Teshuva do mitzvahs above and beyond your quota, and stuck above and beyond your quota, and tefillah above and beyond your quota. Why? Because you never know where it's going to strike. In other words, the positive effects of what you are doing above and beyond your normal quota, you never know where it's going to strike. And this is identical to what he's saying here. Your tefillahs are such, right? You think that they are useless? Nonsense. Lo yalada, it produces no results? Nonsense. You don't begin to know what you've done in the upper worlds.
It's not necessarily for yourself, it's for the rest of the world.
Listen to me. What's in it for you is the issue. Needless to say, if Chashon is someone sick, I want to know. I have a kayak to change that matter, even though I'm not a doctor. That situation I can affect. If there were no effect that I had whatsoever, and this is where we kind of let ourselves together to think the way Rav Kook formulated it at that point, there's no real effect. You just stand and die. There's nothing for you to ask. You've just got to transcend yourself. Be able to leave your body, leave your goof, and just ani l'dodi v'dodi li, which is the model of tefillah. Here, they're saying something else. You have such an incredible koach. What a power to make things happen. A, you are relieving the tensions and the turmoil in Shechina, which is always in turmoil if chas v'shalom is someone sick, or there is someone who needs something. The Bona Shalom yells out like a lion. Because, what? Oy lahem labonim, my dear children. I had to go ahead and send them into Golis. And now look what's happening to them. He's yelling. He wants Mashiach now. Not us. We want it also. And he wants it infinitely more. You can't begin to understand how the Bona Shalom sits and screams Tikkun Chatzos all night. That he wants Shengenug, come on, get out. He's snaggy meyafor, kumi livshi bigday sifal techami. Who's talking then? That's the Rebbeinu Shlom. Come on, it's already time. Take your shower, leave your golus, and get out. And then, come on, boi b'shalom. It's time. Who's talking there? The Rebbeinu Shlom is talking. Out of pain. So it's there. It's
you have to channel it the right way.
Yeah, but to believe that you have such an effect. That's the issue. I mean, a teacher. There are times that you have children who sit, and you know, not only children, individuals who sit, you swear they're brain dead. They walk in, there is nothing in the world that you can do to advance their knowledge or affect their hearts, not accuse them. They come back 15 years later and they're sitting with you at a chasana, and then And they tell you, you know that I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for you. Where? Who? How was it? How's it possible?
No, I seem to be fine.
To know that one has such an effect, wow, gives you such an incredible source of gratification that can change your own life. Let's go on. Let's try and see it. But I'll be very psychological for a moment. Intellectually, you may read the words. You know what we all need? We need a lifetime to truly believe it. The belief is not in the mind. The belief is in our subconscious. All our feelings, kol atzmosai tamam, all of our senses, need a lifetime for it. And probably, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm saying anything profound or saying any chiddush, and the Baal Shem Tov was known to go out into the fields, not only to commune with nature, but to be alone. Maybe he was trying to convince himself of it. No different than the Chofetz Chaim, who used to sit alone in his room and talk to himself, give himself musar. The Chofetz Chaim spoke to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in simple terms. Rabbi Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev called the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to a din Torah, and he called himself by his simple name, Ich Rabbi Levi, I'm here, Favos, why are you doing this to Dan Falkeswar? He was talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam because he was convinced that there are no two ways about it. The Shechina wants to be relieved of this pressure. So it's nothing absurd in terms of the reality of what has gone before our world. People do it. People whom we respect, people whom we tell very nice stories about. But they did it. They've been known to do it. They were heard doing these things. Give me a line. Give me a line. Yeah. The incredible effect.
From you individual sphere, mm-hmm. what you can move more, you move worlds. I mean, this is incredible, you think.
I want to tell you something clearly. Not because you're sitting here, but because I want it for the record. I experience times when you and I share the same spotlight, and that is being a Shliach Tzibur, standing as a chazan for Klal Yisrael. And you pour your guts out, you pour your kishkes out, you know? The one time that I think of is when I daven Mila. Yehi ratzon b'yirul she'tosim b'moseinu b'nodecha b'yiyaz. If every tear that was shed by every single individual here was just simply taken and put into your canteen, l'yiyaz to be there, right? And you see it. And then I hear a bunch of people talking. You know, I don't blame them. They don't begin to know what's being said.
Yeah.
Or I see the same thing televised Erev Yom Kippur, let's say, or taped on television. There is a performance. You see what I'm saying? No different than the talking in Yom Yisrael. Absolutely not. It blows my mind. Because at that moment, the moment of Ne'ilah, where we have the Koyach HaKlal Yisrael behind us, we are standing before the Kisei HaKavod, and you know, it all depends on us. And the responsibility that we take upon our shoulders within the light of what is being said here, and who knows that with one more krechts, with one tear that we can evoke from someone over there, there's going to be a kid who'll be well. He's going to get out of Columbia Presbyterian Baby's Hospital. There's going to be an operation that's going to be successful, and they didn't think that they'd make it. There's going to be a heart attack that's going to come through. You know, it's incredible. I mean, You know, so, I mean, and therefore, so that we don't understand such things. This is it. You see. Or that I don't understand such a thing, that I'm not worthy, that I'm not worthy to take upon myself such a responsibility, I have no problems with. But that the Tayyar and the Shomas, the pure and holy souls, don't understand what's going on at that minute. What's at stake at that moment is just incredible. First of all, you're doing right. Okay? You're doing right because the Rashba was one of the first. He said that when it comes to children, the whole focus has got to be the mitzvah aseh. Do. When you got someone doing, then you got everything. And slowly but surely a child realizes that through his or her inner strengths, I don't want to do that. Not because you're going to tell me that Hashem is going to punish me, or that I'm going to beat you up if you don't. You see, to be able to emphasize and reinforce, in your words, that nachas ruach to the Shekhinah, when a little nothing, who has nothing else in mind other than to ingest, to eat more, to stimulate whatever he can in the oral sense. Is able to stop for a second and halt zachayim, restrict himself. How old is he, Yavali? Four. Mm-hmm. A 4-year-old is capable of restricting himself for 10 words. Do you know what an eternity those 10 words are when that piece of challah with peanut butter or whatever your wife gives him, or jelly, a natural jelly or whatever is in front of him? What an eternity it is. And he says, how much left in the world? It's incredible. You could think of such things. You didn't restrict him. Elama, you told him. Nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You relieve some of the pressures on the Shechina.
All right, let's go further. Next.
The Chiddush is that the Tefillah is for the sake of our Kaddish Baruch. That's, you know, our Seyla Man Shemecha. We cannot ever forget that. Nope. Let's pick it up in line 63. Tough stuff. Very difficult. We won't be saying anything new, because again it's the Baal Shem Tov directly. But this time, instead of from his grandchild, it's from his Talmud Mufak, it's from his finest Talmud, and that is the Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipolnoy, who, by the way, was the first Chassid to write any Chassidish Torah. In the Sefer to the left, Togos Yaakov Yosef, that's the first, and that's direct from what do you call it, from the Baal Shem Tov, as you see in line 93, where Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Mipolnoy writes, Shamati Mimari, Zichron of the Bracha, etc. and so forth, is the Baal Shem Tov. That's the Baal Shem Tov.
Which Chassid?
Right smack at the beginning of Vashanah.
You can tell the book.
Okay? No, we have authentic Chassidish Torah from the Talmud Yaakov Yosef. And he was the first to write Chassidish Torah. Everything else.
Yeshiva Yaakov Yosef.
No. That was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef from Vilna. He was our Misnagid over as a good. Okay? No, sir. In our Misnagid, Vilna Litvat, there are two ways about it. No, sir. All right, but go back to line 60. Go back to line 62, 63. In Tehillim Lamed Beis, it says, the Pasuk says, Al Zos Yispalel Kol Chassid. For this, every Chassid does. This is David HaMelech talking, so it wasn't a chassid with the shtreimel. It was a chassid in David HaMelech's concept, which meant, and he defined what a chassid meant, going with Yimishu HaSadim, above and beyond the call of duty in everything. Al Zos, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Again, feminine. could have just as well said what? Al zeh yispalel kol chassid.
No.
If you know the Shechina, the concept of Shechina, and all of this feminine gender that we have bothered with, then you know in akosiv azel merel l'darsheni. You got to get out of these words those everything and anything. The Baal Shem Tov did. Ratzolomah, this is what it means. Kol ha'pakaot, all of the disasters and the adventures, the odua love that come to a person. Yitain leiv lehavin, he's got to go ahead and put his heart. And heart doesn't mean intellectual. It means your emotions to understand shehu b'shechina, that the same troubles occur in Shechina, v'takadosh baruch hu. Lo nizdamein zeh, and the only reason these troubles are happening is rak kedei sheyispalel avur ha'shechina. And that line, line 65, is the most incredible thing in the world. You are not davening for yourself, you're davening for whom? For the troubles of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is such a radical concept that, as you demonstrated before, is not so terribly radical, it exists all over. What?
Troubles are occurring.
Yeah?
In order to get afraid.
Wait a minute. That's the new dimension over there. But I cannot lose sight of what he is saying. The Rebbe Shimon can't take care of himself, right? I gotta take care of you. I don't have enough problems in this world, right? I gotta worry about what's doing in Shemayim. This is exactly the definition of tefillah, to transcend yourself. You have tzaros? You know how you'll solve your tzaros? Chas v'shalom, a bigger tzara comes upon you. So, the little ones, right? We say, dial the tzara v'shalom, it's enough. Okay. Let's see if another tzara comes, a bigger tzara. You have tzara of panasa? You have tzara with your husband? With your wife? Chas v'shalom, let's see what happens if you're hit with a tzara of a child is sick. How everything fades away.
Keep your own peckle or have it up in my own house.
Okay, this is exactly what Tefillah is asking us to reject. If you're a banish your own, his tzaros are bigger than yours. And he needs your help. And all of this is implicit in line 66, Hanikros Zos. If you take the letters Zion, Aleph, and Tav, you'll see exactly, says the Baal Shem Tov, what I'm talking about. Zos, Shenikra, Aleph, Tav. S. It's S. There should be quotation marks between the Aleph and the Tav. Mm-hmm. Aleph, the beginning of things, and Tav, the end of things. Aleph Tav means Klula, or Klulos, mean Chof Beis Asma. They're all 22 letters. But the Rabbanu Shalom, this represents the Rabbanu Shalom's Tzoros, are what? The whole world is on his shoulders. He's the Atlas. Okay? And he's got Tzoros, because he wants everything to go good. And he wants the channels of goodness to constantly flow, but we make traffic jams. We make messes of the whole thing. The Yechavein, and if you can take the S of Zos and join that, Lechaber Imo, Zayin Sfiros, if you can take the seven Sfiros of what? Of the seven of what? Of Batsheva. Of Batsheva, what he wants to give. Hare Zos. Then you understand what's in the word Zos, why it said Zos and not Zeh. It's Gam Yechaber. And additionally, you've got to go ahead and join Madrega Tachtona Sheva Malchus. In other words, the lowest level of Malchus, the lowest need. Right? Just before the drop of nourishment is going to drop me Shemayim, so to speak, out of Malchus, out of the canteen called Malchus, and just ready to drop out. That's Ostov. That's the end, right? What is the end of Malchus? The end effect is that we get whatever he gives. Okay? And take this and join it in Zayin Madrega Shelah. The seven nutrients that come into the canteen of Malchus, and then join this back to El Os Aleph. What is Aleph? Echad. Aleph is Echad. And who is the Echad? The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ein Sof Shehu Pele, which is the most fantastic concept that we ever had. We don't begin to understand. This is Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? A big mishmash. But you've done nothing more in Zos than take a whole circle of the concept. You better work on this and understand why it says us. You don't get it the first time. You listen, and you read it, and you learn it.
What
and understand.
What's
this word? What's this word? In
967.
Asavon, letters in Aramaic. Otiot.
Otiot.
Asavon. Right, Otiot.
That's right. From A to Z. Okay? From A to Z, he is worrying about all problems from Aleph Bistov, and is ready to give solutions and support to every single one from A to Z. We must be on the whole Chaim Ratzon. That's the A to Z. How? Through the Zion, through the Bat Sheva, through the Seven. I'm davening for you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that you should be able to give.
And this is the case, why people are running into the garden? Why do they run through the garden? Why is the, this is Marish, it's so beautiful here. So every word counts like a diamond. So why do you run through it? Why is it dominating like this?
You asked the wrong guy. You asked the wrong guy. Listen to me carefully. I'll put it down for the record. It's Alpi Halacha. But even Chas V'Shalom, if it wasn't Alpi Halacha, I would still go out to be a Paskadet. I don't care how much time you have. We've got to cut down on the amount of what we say and take and invest every word with the pearls. Art scroll with art scroll. Okay? You with your Madrega, I with my lonely Madrega, everyone, we've got to stop this nonsense called railroad train. The railroad train.
I think.
I know that it is dangerous. I do know. And my father taught me better than anyone else. You know that there is a, for the Bakoshos, the middle of Shemon Esrei and Amitai, there is a Havinenu, there's a reduced form. He never let me know about it. If I ever would yell at my father for something, why didn't you do this? So why didn't you tell me Havinenu all those days when I just didn't have time? Because he knew that I would take a shortcut for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I know that danger, because I know myself. And I know that if you can give someone a shortcut, why should you do it with a long cut? You give a kid long division in school, and he can do it in a shorter way. Why should he do it step by step? You give a child a computer, a calculator, and let the calculator do it. What do I have to remember these times tables, these multiplication tables? Let me remember something more intelligent than I like. I know that. I'm willing to live dangerously with Tefillah, because the alternative of the way we've gotten is not only no answer, but is the biggest frustration and the biggest sham and shambles of organized religion, in other words, of power. All right, of Yahadus, of Klal Yisrael, and the pain that occurs over there was already stated in a favorite pasuk of mine, in Yishayahu Perek Aleph. We need to be cases of Sviyot, and almost that's it. Who ever asked you to come like a bunch of trams to my basic team of my house of prayer, the way you do?
I hate to do it, I don't think. And so I expect to take the cutting down before
you have more combined. Wait a minute. I told you to begin with, I was on slippery grounds. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I don't know that I have the answer, but until I'm convinced that you have a better answer,
what?
I'm still going to look dangerous.
Well, I don't know. Can I say from my when I decide to put more time into it, then I'm more kavanah. When I cut out everything, and I say, no, it doesn't mean I have any more
tomorrow.
It means that I just
make sure. So it's Kerach, Mikan,
Kerach, Mikan.
You're bald on both sides.
You know what it says? Better quality.
No.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch
says
right at the beginning. Yeah. It's Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Beis, I believe, Halacha Gimel. Better you should say less with Kavanah than more than without Kavanah. Okay? Joel, I know that you agonize with me. It's not that you're disagreeing with me. You agonize with me. I never know if I have the answer. I said to you, carefully, I'm going out on a limb.
No, I'm just saying that's my fear, because I know what, I come home from work, you know, something like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I didn't have a margin, I didn't eat dinner, so I'm starving for something. It's 9:30, 10 o'clock, I didn't eat since 11 o'clock. So I rushed through the davening, and because if I said 2 minutes left, so I rushed through the davening.
What's
the question? I'm sorry, it's not a question.
The question is on the table.
It's not a good thing for me to say, I'm happy enough with myself to say that I should stop for 10 minutes when I'm stopped, because I have it all. And I said, look, if I said one word, if I said 20 words, I would rush through it for 10 words.
It's not any smaller.
No, good. But it's nice to say, but I can tell you that it's not the reason. I'm not going to say that. I can tell myself to wait.
This is the poison of the gullus. That without question. This is the poison of gullus. That's why it's bad. Tell me, you remember your years now, son?
Yeah.
You remember your bad name?
Yeah.
You know what I'm very sorry about? That we are on audio tape and I don't have a video tape to record the look on your face.
No, sir.
The look on your face had to be recorded for posterity for videotape because therein rests the whole thing. And you know that it meant every single word. How did you start out? Counting the prayers, right? You know that that's what you did. And you may have been 10 years younger, and 10 years not as smart. But certain things are just uncopyable. Could not duplicate. So at least we have said something for our cook tonight. You know? Otherwise it's just costing us a lot. Let's take another one. Line 72. Nihabesh. Again from Rabbi Alfred Yosef Talmud. And the Baal Shem Tov, Inyan HaTefila B'chutz La'aretz. Right? Ha'ikohu ha'emunah. You've got to go ahead and have this basic faith foundation. Sh'yamin sh'ashem yisvarach melocho la'aretz k'lada. Mem kof hei kof. Melocho la'aretz k'lada. It doesn't matter where. There is no such thing as a place in this world without the Shechina. You enhance and you encourage the Shechina with this faith.
What's the
thing? Huh? I don't know. You have to ask a bigger expert in Chassidus. Okay? The Gamya Min Yad, you have to instantly be able to train yourself that Kishi Yetzei Mipiv Nusach HaTfilah, the minute your mouth utters a word, and here is an answer, maybe that'll save you a little. Kishi Yetzei Mipiv Nusach HaTfilah, whatever you're asking, no matter what state it's in, miyad hunana. Immediately there's an answer. Says the Baal Shem Tov, just a minute, v'chi temoi, if you're going to argue with me, halifamin shelo matzam v'buksho. Aren't there times when you didn't get an answer on the spot? How can you say such a thing? I mean, it's obvious that the question has to be addressed. He says, just a minute, ayin yanhu, this is what you've got to understand. Shehu behele mimeno, that the answer is not apparent to you, l'mashal. An example. That you had some generalized effect out there, right? Even though individually you don't see the release and the relieving of your problems. I have to stop right here, a story that I've told a million times. I am not a violent person. The first Jewish kid that I almost killed. But I realized then that in the state of Georgia, I wasn't going to go to jail for this piece of slime. So I gave him an alternative. And if he comes to the NCSY convention on Shabbos morning, this was Friday night when I told him, and if he returns Shabbos morning to shul, I will personally, on Shabbos, knowing full well that I am a rabbi, get into my own car that I rented from Avis, and I will drive him to Greyhound with my own money on Shabbos. I will buy him a one-way ticket back to wherever he had to go. It happened to have been Montgomery, Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama. And that was the end. He didn't come. Because whatever I said, that Friday night, he got 181 kids to do different. Sit, they stood. Go, they stopped. Sing, they kept quiet. It was just a tug of war. It was unbelievable. He went home. I wrote his rabbi a letter. I never saw him again. 5 years later. And Shivosa the Tammuz in Camp Morris, Chamberlain's camp in the mountains. I go in with my boss to Daven Mincha at 1:30. Comes over to me, gives me a Shalom Aleichem. I did not recognize him, not with his tzitzis out, not with his beard that was already growing, and not sitting over a Gemara and giving it to Yeshua. Others heard it before. It's the same piece of slime. Today, he is a Rosh Yeshiva. Not a young Israel rabbi. He is a Rosh Yeshiva. And I asked him, his name is... Oh, I never repeat his name. although in December of 1985 I met a first cousin of his in Chicago and I was talking, but I never repeat the name. Yeah, see, I did it. He says it wasn't good luck, it was you. I saw you once in my life. I was ready to kill you. You did it. Now, if this cockroach sitting in front of this microphone had these experiences, imagine important people, decent people, you know, effective people in the world. That's the issue. And that's what he's saying here. When I read this, that Shehuba Ha'alim, 79, Shehuba Ha'alim, in my show, for example, Shinaseba Kashasobich, Lolas Alam, you never know where in the world you're going to have an effect. Hagam should be Kratus. Even if I want to get rid of the Tzara. It's not the only one. Hillel Academy had Rebbe by the name of Rabbi Avraham Schwartz. I don't begin to remember that I had him as a kid in one of my conventions in Providence, Rhode Island. That's what turned me on. Didn't even know who he was. I don't begin to know. The power of Hashpah over someone, and you never know. But the question still begs to be answered. Line 82. Why then doesn't the Ribbono Shel Olam give us immediate answers and direct answers, not diffused answers? Then if you've got to understand the truth of this, it's who the Tova saw. The answer doesn't come bingo, right on the spot, or whatever you want. You better believe if you're a chassid, that's your good. Oh, the Marek Avon. It may be that there is a blemish over here that has to be sandpapered off. Okay? Now, Chas V'Shalom, you have on your hand a birthmark that starts to become cancerous.
It's going.
It doesn't hurt. The surgery is going to hurt. The after effects of taking it off is going to hurt. But that pain is the best thing that happened to you in your life. It saved you, Chas V'Shalom, from a generalized myeloma. But it's not the market, it's the refuah. It's not devastation. It is pleasure. Although without question, the Baal Shem Tov would say that, you know, we don't ascribe to a life full of pain, even if Hashem is simcha. Okay? But if there is that pain, you should know for sure that that is the refuah, that is the solution to the problem, not the creation of the problem. Because if you don't say it this way, you run into a very important paradox. We're back to where we started. If the whole condition of your bakashas is that I want an answer now, okay? Then you have the problem of you are violating the fundamental of what? Of our davening, that we are not worried particularly about my own skin. That I have a house, I need a bigger house. That I have a car, I need another car. Okay? That my best friend now has a Lincoln Town car, and why am I any worse than he? I want to get a Rolls Royce. That's the case. You are violating the cardinal principle of tefillah, that you have to rise above yourself and asking for an instant answer, not a diffused answer. Otherwise, certainly, shall I no good? You're back into the trap again. It is the childish way. Get back to the muchnius, to the spiritual end of it. Who are you dominating for, as we said before? Not for this world. That's, if you were to ask for an instant answer, you have a curtain that is separating you from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chul, etc. and so forth. And he proves it. He proves it from the Pasuk. Interesting that this Ruchnius is spoken about in the name of the Baal Shem Tov by the Magid of Mezrich, who was the second generation inheritor, also authentic inheritor of Baal Shem Tov. I didn't do my homework on that. Before I put the paper away, I will make sure that I believe he was a direct son. Yeah. Another thing is about you, probably, I'll stand corrected on this, but probably I'll be able to guess if you wrote more than the Mezer Shemagi.
And wrote soon in the Mezer Shemagi. This Magi Devar of Yaakov, which is ascribed to have been is a very thin sefer. As you see the blotches over there, as I mentioned before, it's a sefer that I don't have, which was last printed, I think, in 1834, at least to my knowledge. So I don't have it, but this concept of the ruchnius of tefillah has got to be listened to in the Magid's words. He draws it together the eitz hachayim b'sochagam. Now the pshat is that the Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden, and they were told